With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. Members of a legislative committee overseeing Montana's Child and Family Services Division heard several storylines Monday for the reason why the division is struggling with child abuse and neglect casework. A main topic of the hearing was an audit report released last fall that found several problems with how the department is investigating cases, using casework data, and documenting information. Child and Family Services Administrator Sarah Corbelly agreed with most of the audit, but said her department is lacking the resources needed to deal with the number of incoming cases, and said the audit didn't represent the scale of their work.
As of last month, we have 2,818 children in foster care. This exceeds the highest number on your chart by more than 500 children. All of these children have to be served by our agency on an ongoing basis. All of these children and families have significant needs.
The audit report found some extensive weakness in Montana Child Protective Services documentation, with many intake reports incomplete and investigations taking much longer than the laws allow. And while the number of child welfare cases does fluctuate from year to year, the audit found over the last decade the number of cases has remained generally consistent.
And that seems to be the most significant issue, which you were asking about as well, and that is our ability to continue to meet statutory timelines within our existing resources. We do disagree that our workload has remained static. We believe that it truly has increased.
We think some of the challenges that the department is facing are not exclusively resource-based.
That's Will Soler. He worked on the audit report of the child abuse and neglect casework.
I think that there's been a fairly frequent narrative that CPS activities, that there's an increasing volume of reports and investigations out there, and that they're simply overwhelmed with the number of reports. And we just think that that's not the whole story.
The audit report found more problems with how the cases were handled rather than the number of cases swamping workers. As a result of poor documentation, the audit said the department is frequently unable to justify the decision it makes when assessing investigative reports of child abuse or neglect. The audit report says the data system used to manage case information is old, not user-friendly, and limits caseworkers' ability to do their job. Child and Family Services Division Sarah Corbelly says an updated case management system will be in place by the end of 2016, but problems with staffing may take longer to resolve. An issue that wasn't in dispute during Monday's hearing was the difficulty of the work done by child abuse and neglect caseworkers. And Corbelly says that often leads to child welfare caseworkers burning out.
Until we're able to recruit and retain qualified staff, we think we'll continue to struggle. And the number one issue that we continue to hear that's driving staff to leave is workload. The number of investigations carried by the average Montana child protection specialist is 4 times the number recommended by the Child Welfare League of America.
She says Montana lags behind neighboring states when it comes to pay and workload expectations for child welfare caseworkers. In October, Governor Steve Bullock created the Protect Montana Kids Commission to help address the issue of child abuse and neglect in Montana. Their next meeting is January 26th in Helena. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.